You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It's Anthony and Aurora, and we are back to talk The Walking Dead : Daryl Dixon / www.thebookofcarol.com. This is a long title, everybody. It's really hard to find new ways to say it every week. But fortunately for us, this is the end of our trip. Our end of our time in Paris as well, Aurora, for episode 6 called Goodbye Children, except in French. And a lot of things kind of happen without a lot of things kind of happening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's talk about it. Okay, so we have Daryl and Carol arguing about which one of them is going to stay behind. Although Daryl convinces Ash to take Laurent to the Commonwealth, Carol also returns Daryl's crossbow to him. While on a supply run, Falou, Caudron, and their new friend, Aquila, are attacked by the guerrières searching for the plane, while Jacinta ambushes Anna, eventually making a deal to give her the plane and the pilot. However, Anna, who remembers Laurent kindly, betrays Jacinta and leads her to a parking garage full of burners, which are, of course, walkers, but hot.
Hot walkers.
Jacinta is bitten, but ultimately locks Anna in to be devoured by the rest of the burners. The Union and Pouvoir attack the racetrack, but Daryl, Falou, and Caudron buy time for Ash and Laurent to escape, joined by Carol, who eventually chooses to stay behind with Daryl. Devastated, Jacinta commits suicide. Daryl reveals the truth about Mikhail's death to Caudron, and Falou decides to stay in France with Aquila, having fallen in love with her. Aw, good for Falou. Mm-hmm. Falou's friends, Scottish couple, Angus and Fiona, were so close. If Angus was just named Shrek. But unfortunately, we didn't get Shrek and Fiona here. Anyway, they are going to lead Daryl, Carol, and Caudron to attempt to cross to England using the Chunnel, a thing that I forgot existed. But it does exist. They encounter dead English soldiers and walkers who, like much of the Chunnel, are bioluminescent. The psychoactive effects of bat guano cause everyone to hallucinate. Man, they just can't buy any breaks. Caudron hallucinates his brother, eventually running off after him, writing him off of the show, presumably. That's what a way to go. Just, he's gone.
just walk off.
Yep. He's just, what happens to my character? He runs away.
Yeah, he just walks away.
Yeah. Never to be seen again. Eventually running off after him and fighting with Daryl, who he thought killed his brother as a walker, while Carol hallucinates herself as a walker and also her daughter, finally helping Carol to come to terms with her death. Daryl hallucinates Isabel, Fireflies, and his grandfather. Daryl is forced to kill the treacherous Angus and Fiona in self-defense, because of course they ended up being treacherous. And then he and Carol put on gas masks to alleviate the effects of the aforementioned guano and leave France, heading for England and presumably season 3 of this show. Aurora, what did you make of the season finale?
I did not like it.
No, not a fan, huh?
No, I did not like this. I just felt like I mean, I've talked about how I don't really like the writing in this show.
Yeah, this season in particular has been, felt rough. Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, the viewers probably got invested in this, you know, new characters that were introduced, you know, like Laurent and Isabel.
Yeah.
And it was such a important point of the plot in the first season to, you know, get this chosen one child to safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's not even like, I don't know, it's like during like half of the finale, like he's off.
Yeah.
With a stranger to him.
Yeah.
In a plane to America, and Daryl and Carol stay behind, and I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just gonna, you know, I don't know if it's the mom in me. I don't know what it is that I was like, oh, you're just gonna let him go, and you know, this plane that is not really safe.
I mean,
all the way to America. I mean, they're probably gonna have to stop again in Iceland.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yes.
For the well, I mean, they killed the crazy ladies, I guess, but there might be more of them. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
There may be more crazy people out there. I kind of get it. Like, Ash is probably the most honest person out of everybody we've met. It feels like a lot of seasons of just any version of The Walking Dead. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he might be trustworthy in that sense.
I'm sure he's trustworthy, but he also has like he has a lot of resentment towards Carol too, right?
This is true. And
so
I mean I'm not 100% certain. I feel like some of it is, you know, the Laurent thing had like, if there were any ideas about him actually being some sort of savior or whatever, like, I feel like they dispelled all of those myths during the course of these two seasons, and mm-hmm. as a result there's kind of really nothing left for him to I mean, except, you know, you could be nurturing like the father-son relationship there seems to be going on between him and Daryl, but to me it feels like they have an idea of what they wanted to do in the third season of the show, and they didn't have room for the kid in there. So whatever they're going to be doing in the third season in England is just Daryl and Carol centric. Although I have no idea how they're going to get back.
But my issue here is that they've made it a point, like even in this finale, there's a scene where Laurent is playing the guitar. And Daryl is listening to, and it's very sweet and very touching, and mm-hmm. it feels like, you know, they're bonding. So it me as a viewer, I'm thinking, yeah, I want to see more of this. I want to see them, you know, maybe grow together, and he become like a parent, a father figure to him and stuff. And
I'm way more interested in that.
Right? And then for them to just put him on a plane and let him go, mm-hmm. I don't understand the logic behind it, because if you just want to keep him safe, keep him with you.
Well, it seems like...
Right?
Well, it seems like... Well, I mean, your logic is sound. but it just seems like the people making the show aren't as interested in the thing
that I we're guess they're not.
In. They're just not interested in the thing that we're interested in.
They're just like, let's get back to Daryl and Carol.
I mean,
this is the important thing.
I mean, as somebody who is going through their millionth playthrough of The Last of Us, the relationship is a little Last of Us-ish, I guess. Yeah. Kind of, but not really, but sort of.
Yeah.
So I was kind of maybe getting those vibes from it. So, like, I'd be okay, because, mm-hmm. like, it's not mm-hmm. going to replace The Last of Us. So I'm mm-hmm. kind of okay with it not being a focus, but also, I don't know, I think it would just be an interesting arc for Daryl, who is not like Joel. In the sense that he was never he was never a father or anything, and probably mm-hmm. never pictured himself like that, or mm-hmm. as like mm-hmm. Somebody to be looked up to. So I feel like it would be an interesting arc for him to undergo in a world where not a lot of the characters are arcing a whole lot these days.
Right.
So I feel like that's probably a missed opportunity, but, you know, I don't really know what the whole end game here. I was talking to somebody a while ago, and they sort of asked, like, how do you see all of this ending? Does it just, do they just decide to stop making shows, or is there some sort of end goal in point? And I still feel like there is an aim to maybe do one final mini series with everybody back together and do like a 6-episode little mini series where they find some sort of way to wrap things up. Honestly, considering how bad the world is, I don't know how possible any of this is, but I feel like this is one of those zombie shows where they, or one of those zombie franchises where they should find a cure or find something that stops it or makes it go away. Just so there's like a semblance of happiness at the end.
Yeah.
Because the show is just like, there's so much doom and gloom all the time.
Yeah. And that's also why I'm kind of like confused about the plot of this show, because this is how I saw this. It seemed to me that Laurent was the chosen one, but also it was kind of implied that he probably has the cure.
Kind of, or at least people believed that he might. Right? And maybe he does.
Yeah, so now you sent that to another country.
Yeah. I mean, he's not divine in that sense, but I mean, if we've learned anything from The Last of Us, it's that presumed immunity can get passed down from the mother to the baby. Mm-hmm. And Laurent was born in the same way kind of that Ellie was born. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's possible. I think the stuff that was largely dispelled about him was that he was some sort of, divine figure.
Oh, yeah.
Like the religious stuff around it, I think, was sort of dispelled. Although, you know, they're like, he's really special. And I'm like, he just seems like an empathetic kid, which I guess is kind of special. Like, but it's not.
Yeah, it's rare in this world.
Yeah, I was going to say in this world, I suppose it is kind of rare to like be. Yeah. I guess it's kind of rare in this one, too, actually, now that I think about it.
It's rare everywhere.
it's really something you've got to instill from an early age. So it's possible that maybe there is still something special about him that we don't know yet. So it's possible. Any other thoughts on other aspects of the episode? Are you excited that they introduced bat poop?
Guano.
Yeah. I remember it fondly from Ace Ventura 2.
Yes. Every time I hear that word,
when nature
word
falls.
Every time I hear that word, I just see Jim Carrey in my head saying it.
Guano.
Yes. this is the other part where I'm kind of like, okay. You know, we have this dramatic exit in the plane and the kid goes off and they stay behind, and then we are introduced to this. Maybe I'm wrong. Have we ever seen that woman, Aquila?
Maybe.
I feel like this is the first time I'm seeing
her.
I was like, why is, you know, what's the significance of this character right now?
Like, Falou fell. I feel like I didn't recognize her and I didn't know her. And then it kind of, to me, felt like Falou just like fell in love in like 10 minutes. I don't know. They must have had some prior relationship.
Love at first sight.
Yeah. Or we must have missed something. But, it's not like I was not hanging on the edge of my seat for every Falou scene this season. So it's possible.
It felt to me that she was being introduced for this last half of the show, of the episode. Yeah. So I was like, maybe she's going to play an important role in the upcoming season. And they're just introduced. Like, that's how I think when I see, shows.
In my mind.
And the fact that she stayed behind, I was like, okay, so what was the purpose of this?
In my mind, I also feel like it's possible maybe she was a character introduced in last season and we just didn't remember her.
Oh, it could be.
It's possible. Because sometimes these seasons, they just go in one ear and out the other. Doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement of these shows. No. But look, honestly, these spinoffs, these are for like, the diehards of the, like, these are for the people that stuck through The Walking Dead all the way to the end. Like, if that's you, then you should absolutely watch these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not, like, a diehard of a diehard Walking Dead fan. I'm just a TV fan who started a podcast about Walking Dead. And we've gone this far. So we are going to keep riding the train until the train pulls into the last stop. So, it's possible Akilah was introduced earlier this season or in last season. I just don't remember, but she felt like brand new. But it certainly seemed like they had some history with each other.
Yeah.
I just felt out of the loop. Yeah.
That's why I was kind of like, am I missing something? I don't know how I feel about, like, now that you mentioned The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And then they go into this tunnel and it's like, you know, they're inhaling something that's making people hallucinate. It's kind of like similar to The Last of Us and people get infected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then now I'm kind of like,
Put your masks on. So the other question I have, I got Angus and Fiona, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And did I feel like there was some sort of discussion about how often they go through the tunnel? But there's a lot of things. So, like, they're going through to go back to England, and they come across a checkpoint for, like, a British checkpoint. But, like, everybody's dead. And they look, like, long dead, actually. Yep. And there's also, like, all of the bioluminescence, which is something that I feel like for a place that's being, because the bioluminescence thing is like an evolution thing, like the walkers being bioluminescent, like this, they would have to have had to have been in there for a long time. So it's, I know Angus and Fiona were treacherous. I presume they were just acting like they didn't know what was happening, either that or like, they go to Paris and then they stay in Paris for like years and then they go back to England or something, because otherwise they would have had to have known that this was like a super dangerous thing. And maybe they did. And that was their plan, but they went in there without masks on either.
Yeah. It was very confusing too, because when they are introduced and they meet Carol and Daryl, they come across as very nice people. But it was in a nice people thing where you're like, what's up? Like, what are you hiding?
What's your deal, Shrek?
What's your deal? So I was like, they seem nice, but I'm sure they're going to turn on them at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it happened, I was like, well, are they turning on them or are they just under the effect? Like what?
Yeah. Or are they just taking advantage of the situation?
Yeah. It was confusing.
Like, yeah. I didn't grasp exactly what their intentions were or if they knew this was happening or if they knew if they didn't know what was going on, like how, cause like those bodies had been long dead there for quite a while.
Yeah.
That being said, bioluminescent walkers is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
So there was some really neat stuff there. So, and also you sort of got like, it was almost like, oh, what am I thinking of? Like when, you go, it's like shooting with paint guns, but I keep forgetting what it's called. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I'm like laser tag. Either. No, that's with no, lasers. No, silly. No. But yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like whenever Daryl would shoot one, you'd get like a splatter on the wall of like bioluminescent colors. And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure there's like, you can do that with like paintball guns. I'm sure there's a place with like black light illumination paintball guns or whatever. But that's sort of what it reminded me of.
Oh, sure there. I feel like I've seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. Pretty splatters on the wall.
Yeah.
I forgot that the channel existed. But it's a totally real thing that connects under the water, which is terrifying to me. I can't even imagine traveling under that and like just one day the water, like the foundation breaks and you just get crushed by the lake or the ocean or whatever it is that you're traveling underneath. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
and there's no way it's been maintained or structurally maintained mm-hmm, all this mm-hmm. time. So that's all horrifying. And they're walking yeah. it as opposed to yeah. like driving through with a car or on a train or whatever. But apparently on the other side, they will emerge in season 3 of The Walking Dead, : Daryl Dixon, : The Book of Carol, : Shine Your Shoes, Governor. I don't know what they're going to call it. It's something with British stuff in it, Aurora. Cheeky Nando's. I don't know what they're going to call it something. And it's going to be a really long title. And I'm going to hate saying it every single week. I feel like that's their goal with this show. Is more than anything, it's like, what if we made the title longer every mm-hmm. season of yep. the show? What if we just yes. kept adding to it? Would anyone notice? The answer is yes. I've already yes. noticed and I hate it. So don't do that, please.
You're going to have to come up with an acronym.
Yeah.
If it happens, you know.
Can we just yeah. shorten? In fact, could we just shorten the title to TWD : Daryl?
I don't know. I think that's...
I'd be happy with...
Equally. That's equally... That's also a tongue twister.
How about we just call it... Can we just call it Daryl? We just call yeah. it Daryl?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And no, Daryl is not like an acronym that stands for anything. It's just Daryl. And big black, all uppercase letters, Daryl. And then that's mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
Everyone knows what we're talking about if you say Daryl. Okay. Any final thoughts on the season 2 finale, and what would you give it?
Oof, I am so sorry. I am so sorry to say that I gave this a 2.5.
Whoa, for a season finale.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave it a 3 because I couldn't bear to go lower than that. But maybe this is like what they call like a gentleman's 3. Like, I know it's not really a 3, but I'm just like, you know, come on, it's the... last game of the season, and you guys tried really hard. Let's go have some ice cream.
I mean, I will say that even though I didn't like this episode that much, I am looking forward to what's going to happen next. I just yeah. feel like they could have wrapped things up
mm-hmm.
better.
I just didn't like the way anything got handled in this season.
Right, right.
And part of that is like writing the story in my head of like what I thought was interesting and the things that mm-hmm. I want to see. And mm-hmm. we can only take the show based off of that. So I don't necessarily dislike the show because they went in a direction that I didn't like, but I had a hard time with the show because the direction they chose just wasn't all that interesting. Like, it's one thing yeah. to sort of have in your mind what you want a show to be like or a season to be like, but then get surprised with it being something else, but it ends up being good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm totally here for that. It just didn't quite work out for me with
yeah.
season 2 of this show. But
yeah. hey. And I, you know, like you said, I don't know if there's something happening with like the availability of the actors.
Yeah.
But like, I was like looking forward. I was like literally looking forward to seeing Daryl with Carol and Isabel interacting together and
yeah.
navigating the world. And I felt like that's where we were going. And then
mm-hmm.
it didn't happen. So I was like, okay, well.
There's so many interesting character dynamics there.
Yeah.
Like if we'd stuck with like the group as like a foursome of Carol, Daryl, Laurent, and Isabel. You sort of got like Daryl with essentially a family and mm-hmm. Carol mm-hmm. who is like lost all of her family, and Daryl's kind of the closest thing she has left, and she goes mm-hmm. looking for him but finds him with one essentially. Like right. I feel like there's all sorts of cross character dynamics that could happen mm-hmm. there, but what do I know? I'm just
they should hire us to
yeah,
write.
Yeah, they really should. I'd be happy with the show that we made.
Exactly.
I don't know about anybody else, but to me, like, that's where my interests sort of lie. But I don't know, like, I'm thinking about it from, I don't know how they're thinking or how they're approaching it. Like,
mm-hmm.
maybe they've got ideas for Daryl and Carol's character that I haven't thought of yet, but
yeah.
this is just the direction I would have liked, I feel like, but what can you do, I guess? Mm-hmm. But kind of put our thumbs slightly down and say, better luck next season. That's what we can do, Aurora, with the power of our podcast. Yes. All right, everybody. So that is the podcast for this season of your Walking Dead spinoffs. Head on over to cinemageekly.com where you can check out the archives of the show. Of course, this is a listener-supported podcast. And there are a couple of ways you can help out there if you like. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We also have our merch store, geeklymerch.com. Links are in the show notes for that, along with the links to our social media accounts, including our Blue Sky account, which is brand new. So if you've left the bad place to join the good place, you can find us on Blue Sky at cinemageekly.com, which sounds weird, but that's how Blue Sky works. That's literally our username on Blue Sky. All of our regulars are slowly but surely opening Blue Sky accounts also. So that can be a place to interact with us if you so choose. Also, the podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Pocket Casts, anywhere you can find a good podcast. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead. Hit subscribe, and that way you can join us sometime, I believe in the spring of 2025, when we will return to talk about The Walking Dead: Dead City Season 2.